This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All over the place. I was reading the Washington Post today that he sent out a memo to the employees that the decision to not charge Hillary Clinton, you know, that despite all, everything that was being said in government, there wasn't any, there just wasn't a prosecutable case, period, end of story. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, he just needs to be quiet. I'm getting sick of this in the sense of, look, Comey was very well respected. He always was, except now, by a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. First of all, the fact that, you know, the husband of the person investigated went on the plane with the attorney general, the guy above him that makes the decision, that's Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, is absolutely mind-boggling. If anybody else did that in regards to their spouse going on a plane with a prosecutor, they would be indicted for it. And so this whole thing has been a cliffhanger completely. It went on for months and months and months. That's the other thing. What took them so long? Then they interview Hillary Clinton within 24 hours. They have a decision. Now, putting all that aside, what does Comey do then? He does something unprecedented. If you find a person innocent, which he did with Hillary Clinton and her staff, you don't expose the notes. And he exposed the notes. So Comey's trying to have his cake and eat it, too. So I'm in the category of defending the fact that those notes should not, technically or legally, have been put forth.
Yeah, I agree. If that's the case, and he did it, that's pathetic. How about this other story about Donald Trump? Friends in high places, and then they go to low places. The Mexican finance minister had to resign after helping to arrange a Trump visit. Get out of here.
Well, I carried this story today, and I had a little bit of fun with it because I intro'd it to some of our hosts by saying, look, did you know that Donald Trump actually got some money from someone today? In the sense that he took the salary of this guy by showing up in Mexico. The guy's salary's gone. You know, President of Mexico is 22% in the polls. He invites Trump and Clinton down. Trump comes down. It's a disaster for the president of Mexico, completely. Not bad for Trump. So what happens? President of Mexico fires the guy that came up with it. They had a meeting. Said, who came up with this idea? Excuse me, sir. I did. I'm the finance minister. Well, you're not now. And that's what happened. So Trump's going to take his salary and pay for that wall, part of that wall. That's what he's going to do.
Wow. And then reading, I know exactly, speaking of walls, I was reading this story about the president spending some money to supposedly register new immigrant voters. You know, there's always that tug of war over who's going to vote. And, of course, conservative watchdog groups are all over this. What is that $10 million and what's going on with that? And it's actually $19 million, I guess, all together to register these voters that would, of course, likely support the Democrats in November. But this isn't anything new. This has happened for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. The American public, Kate, is starting to find out a lot of things. This has happened over the years, which you would say, why are we doing this? Now, a lot of the American public today knows what the name Judgment Fund is. Judgment Fund, which they don't even know more about it because it's not transparent. Judgment Fund was used to for the president to the Iranians, which we thought was 400 million. Then we find out it's 1.38 billion on top of it of interest payments to the Iranians, all in cash. Came out of a judgment fund. Last year, the judgment fund issued, I think, $89 million settling lawsuits on the EPA. So we've got the judgment fund, the immigrant fund, registered to vote fund, and you wonder why there's a $17 trillion national debt, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no kidding. I like how you said
everything.
It. There's all kinds of fun. Well, hey, here's kind of a quick aside. Are you much of a movie goer?
It depends. I used to be. I'm a Netflix guy now.
Netflix, so did you watch Narcos yet?
No, what is it? Marcos?
No, it's called Narcos, and it's all about Pablo Escobar. And I tell everybody to watch that. They've got, it's so well done. They've got two seasons up so far on that. But I wonder because, you know, I wonder about the movie thing because this Sully movie's coming out. Remember landing the plane on the Hudson?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you when that happened?
You know what? That's the plane that crashed into the river.
Yeah.
My friend Bill Blair was on that plane.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember
really?
When he came back, he was burnt. He doesn't even know how he got to the top. But that's the plane that went in the water in the Hudson.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I was in the state senate at the time.
Oh, trying to just, I mean, can you just imagine the shock after you land? I thought the wildest thing I ever heard, I happened to be in Hawaii when that happened, and somebody woke me up to tell me, turn on the news and see what's going on. There was a little girl on the plane, and, you know, they all had to put their heads down. And when she put her head up, she said, Daddy, I didn't know that the plane turned into a boat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kids, right? Resilience.
But I wanted to see that movie. It was an amazing thing he did with the plane, just like the movie Flight.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, I like the movie. I like the movie Flight too, and because I do a cheap movie review, and that's coming up on our next show.
Oh, do you? But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Sully comes out this weekend. Just so you know,
I have to see that.
Yep, Tom Hanks plays Captain Sully. So I think that should be pretty interesting. I know. We got to get away from politics.
I can't wait for the movie Clinton Trump in a couple of years.
I can't either. And you know, there's so many political movies, as you well know. So,
we know Corey Lewandowski, a bunch of us do, that was fired by Trump, and we wondered, you know, taking bets who's going to play him in the movie.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Absolutely, I love it. All right, Bob Ney, always fun to toss it around with you. Thanks.
You too.
Coming up a little bit later, I got to keep reminding everybody of this, that we got our special thing, our kickoff to the football season, because, yes, the NFL is back, and it starts on Thursday. So here it is, our Wednesday into Thursday show, technically, depending on all the time zones that we air when you're listening to the show. So the second hour, last segment, is Nail the Score. Randomly, our computer will choose the game of the week in the NFL. Stay tuned for that again, second hour. Next, odds and ends.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Jumping on and off the campaign trail. Talk a little bit there with Justin, kicking back the old health thing. Little leaks, health leaks, and just a couple of strange doings that are reverberating and washing over us like a tsunami. That's what I feel like. It is. It's a tsunami. They can't get this money thing right, but... I went on my soapbox last night. I jumped up. I put on my big shoes and jumped up on that. And I think we know this is the same thing over and over and over again. There's no new news. It's what we constantly are dealing with every single time we talk about a budget. Every time we talk about spending bills, you know, it's a cycle. It's the same old cycle, period, end of story. I'll tell you what, the hacking thing, though, is getting embarrassing. Because maybe George W. Bush was smarter than some people give him credit for. He would not do the email deal. He didn't do the dance. He did not send emails. And so you never, ever, ever, ever heard about... the president, when he was president, and something that had gotten leaked. Now, with Obama, people around him, other Democrats, but not Obama himself, you haven't heard anything about Obama. I mean, but can you imagine? It is very frightening how easy it seems to be for these Russians, so much is traced back to Russia, but not all, to other Eastern European countries and some other places too, to jump in and figure out a way to tag on. And, you know, when it's this whole flap over Hillary and whether or not there were sensitive information that was pumped out there because of the sloppiness of using her own server is pretty, I mean, it's pretty frightening if you ask me. And, you know, we hear this from Julian Assange, who says from WikiLeaks that get ready because there's more to come. And when he says get ready, there's more to come. What more? So what more are we talking about? I mean, pretty much, remember, the first bag of State Department secrets pretty much leveled some of our allies, certainly like Germany, and also took chunks out of other nations too, Saudi Arabia, and it was there for everybody to see with a few redacted pieces in it, but for the most part, most of it was there. So we know that the health thing, like I said, was big. So Clinton releases the doctor's letter describing the mild pneumonia. I guess they figured, you know, imagine the team, they're all huddled. Oh, geez, now what do we do? Because obviously, this has been, you know, this has been, it's out there. So we've got to do something to counterattack it, counterreact, whatever. And they want to quell the concerns about her health. So you get the doctor to write a note that it's mild pneumonia, which he said it was mild pneumonia, right? And looking at health and looking at presidents and how healthy they are, you know, remember Reagan when he was shot in the thumbs up and at the window, and there have been other presidents certainly where we get the reports or we hear what the checkup is, the routine checkup. But now, back to my point of with leaks and so much else available, so much information out there available, it's a different world. It's the wild, wild west when with very little block in between to keep things secret be so easy to, I think, much easier than we think, to get, pry out some of that super, super personal information. I'm going to jump kind of in a odds and ends direction as we leave the trail for a second and do tell you this in the latest poll. Clinton still leads Trump, but the gap is narrowing. Coin flip. We've been talking about this coin flip forever. Coin flip. Are you shocked that it's a coin flip? No, you're not. Because this was the script that was written, what, a year ago? Right? A year ago, this is what we were talking about. So when we talk about technology, and since everything's mobile technology, what people are looking at, where we're looking, everything we do, it doesn't matter what your age is. You know, it's not just somebody who's 14 or 18 or even 30. Mobile. You look around in a doctor's office, where the people there just want to get better. They're not worried about what's being leaked. And look around when you're at the grocery store. I mean, heck, look anywhere you are. And people are on that phone. They're checking emails. They're sending documents. They're texting friends. They're closing deals, looking at videos. You get it. You know it. Shooting videos, shooting selfies and pictures. So the iPhone 7, I mean, the brilliance of Steve Jobs from the grave just continues, because he knew how to hook this, link this all together, that this was just going to be something they were going to constantly add on, and people were going to want to always buy the newest, greatest, latest, and get the updates. So if the iPhone 7, they say, is the bridge to the next best thing, they say it's probably the 10th anniversary edition of the smartphone in 2017. So the first weekend, this anticipation Friday of demand for these water-resistant phones drove up the shares of Apple 8%. But they believe that, analysts say, that orders are going to lag through the end of the year because customers will hold off for a bigger leap, a bigger technology leap, knowing, oh, yeah, this they're going to keep doing this. And if it's the 10th anniversary, then if it's the 10th anniversary of the smartphone, well, that's going to have every bell and whistle. So why am I getting this phone when I can wait and get something, hold off and get something that's even better? So that may they may, in a way, by being the constant upgrader, they may shoot themselves in the foot on this 7. But shipments of about 13 million of the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus topped last year's first weekend for the iPhone 6, 7. I don't know. How about where you are with anybody out there, an iPhone person? Are we going to be like... Are we going to look like dinosaurs when we hold on to our old phones? I'm still back on, I'm on a 5. So here we are, we're on a 7, I'm on a 5S phone. I'm afraid, will this phone disintegrate? Is it like Mission Impossible? And will this phone eventually, to protect the innocent, explode and anything I have on it while I lose it? I'm like the last holdout. You know, the flip phones, the brick phones. Oh, yeah, I had them all. You know, dial-up internet. Oh, I wasn't an early adopter. I was, according to some, a late adopter. I don't think completely, but I held on for dear life, right? How much more can I pay? And when I just get used to something I like, I have to upgrade or do something different. So I think it's going to be amazing, whatever it is that they do with 7 and the 7 Plus. We already know, we've already heard, but there is something too waiting to see what's going to happen with the 10th anniversary. And it's crazy, the spike in the phones, looking at the Apple revenue. If you look at the breakdown by their products, the iPods, just services in general, the iPad and the iPhone, and wow, how much they sell. It's crazy. I mean, just absolutely crazy. And now this thing with the wireless ears, I wonder, I think people think of gadgets and think of losing gadgets. I think it's a good idea, but how easy would it be to lose those earbuds, really? I think it would be pretty easy, right? So that may be one piece of technology. It's kind of like, remember the phones, and they still have them. I've seen a few people with them where you have the stylus with it. So you could take the stylus out and draw. Nah, I'm losing that stylus. I'm losing those earbuds. How about you? Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Children's a cloud in my head. When everything is wrong, I dance at the side of my mind. That's when I come alive. Like a kid so running wild. That's when I come alive.
Don't forget, coming up in our next segment, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. We shake the trees, though, and find out what's buzzworthy. This is buzzworthy. You know, the last 3 or 4 years, I would say, the noise has ratcheted up when it comes to the media and Americans trusting in the media. I just read something today where somebody on Facebook was asking, when you get news, do you check the source? Are you looking at what the source is for the news of what you read? So anyway, there was this new Gallup poll that shows Americans' trust in mass media has sunk to a new low, 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 low. 32% say they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the media. 14% of Republicans express trust, down from 32% last year. 14%. So that's a big dump. Confidence dropping with younger people and older people. So two pretty big demographics saying that they don't trust the media. You know, Gallup began asking that question, just for your reference as to how long have they been asking that question, since 1972. They do it on a yearly basis since 1997. So confidence hit its highest point in 1976. That was 72%. Think of what was going on. Go back into the recesses of your mind. Smart people out there. 76, what was going on? Vietnam, Watergate. So, especially Watergate. Everything was happening. The Washington Post, Woodward and Bernstein, and then the journalism surrounding the Vietnam War was super, super big. But the trust of media has slowly been eroding over time. The election campaign may be the reason that it's fallen a lot this year. A lot of Republicans and conservative pundits saying Hillary Clinton has gotten only overly positive media attention while Donald Trump is getting unfair or negative attention. So this started that, I think, even more noise about low trust in the media, especially among Republicans. But even Democrats and independents, trust in the media has declined, but just a little bit. 51% of Democrats compared with 55 last year, and 30% of independents compared with 33, expressing the lack of trust. And for younger, when we're talking about certain age groups, like 26% of people from 18 to 49, down from 36 last year and 38 from 50 and older, pretty significant. I think it's pretty interesting. So there's a question for you. Do you trust the media? Just like Gallup asked, just flat out, do you trust the media? I think there's a problem with that question. The problem with that question is, who is the media? What are you considering media? Where are you getting your news? There's so many sources now, some of them considered credible, but they're not credible. They're not even news, what we would call news organizations. Are we talking about just anybody blogging? Are we talking about someone with skins on the wall? Are we talking about somebody who's great at digging up stories nobody will touch? There's a lot of ways to look at the word media, I think. And that's maybe part of the problem, the definition. Do I think in some cases at some networks Hillary Clinton has gotten massively positive coverage or publicity, I call it, free publicity? Yes. Do I think that's happened with Donald Trump? In a way, yes, at some organizations. I'll tell you where he really drafted that free publicity. I think every day he was able to create that for a very, very long time. And then what happened with him and Fox and Megyn Kelly, that just added to the intrigue. It didn't hurt him. It just added to it and got a lot of people interested in Donald Trump and interested into what was he saying today and what was going on. I mean, he became the news. And you know what they say about that? When they say any publicity is good publicity no matter what, I kind of believe that in most cases. So I think the media question is a tricky one. Because what is your definition of media? It used to be really clear in the past. The sources were simple. There might have been thousands that would be considered part of the media gang. But what is media? The traditional routes of radio, television, newspaper, reporters, because, you know, that would be who, what, where, when, and why, but now there's opinion. Talk show hosts are opinion-based. So you can love me to death, not like me at all, or anybody else out there. Ask Rush Limbaugh. He is the king of capitalizing, to his credit, on controversy and knowing what sells and knowing how to put that out there when other people were sitting on the sidelines being very vanilla. He is definitely opinionated and was from the get-go when his show especially was taking off. But that's talk. And talk is different from what we would call traditional media. That's why I think that question is tough to decipher. Not tough to decipher is Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, who I think, to me, you can really see, I mean, he doesn't look exhausted. He's just, you know, he's getting up there, Bill Clinton. So he has been campaigning for Hillary Clinton, who has that mild case of pneumonia. And here's what he said about standing in.
First, I'm glad to have a chance to stand in for Hillary today. She did it for me for a long time. It's about time I showed up and did it for her.
And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, is Bill Clinton insignificant now, or is Bill Clinton still relevant? And I think Bill Clinton is still relevant for a lot of people. I do. There's no question the Democrats trot out Bill Clinton when they need him. That was part of the Obama deal when he ran in 2008, knowing, okay, Bill Clinton on the stage is definitely uniting, and that's definitely going to help Obama. It's not going to hurt him, so let's make this work out. And they did make it work out. So I don't think Clinton, to any Democrats that he's speaking to, I don't think he tips over her campaign, and anybody would absolutely know that. The other thing that we talked about, and we talked about this at the top of this show, was funding and the infighting between the Republicans and the Democrats. And then we get to the point where now we're talking about being hacked. And that has been a major theme in our lives now for a couple of years. That's why you have Ed Snowden, who is in exile in Russia. And there's a movie coming out, by the way, in our cheap movie review in our next show. We'll talk about it, called Snowden. There's Julian Assange, who I mentioned, who gets all the information from WikiLeaks and pumps it out there. And then there's the story of whether or not the RNC, the Republican National Committee, has been hacked into. And the reason there would be any kind of a panic with that is partially is because donors would be worried, okay, well, what's been hacked into? Certainly emails, private emails being linked that talk about sensitive issues. And also, if any of the donors' information were leaked, that's always a disaster when you've got to tell people their Social Security number has been compromised. I mean, if we heard that's the one thing you defend with your life, you don't let anyone touch those digits. You're very careful about where you put those digits on. We've had Robert Siciliano on the show so many times, and he couldn't emphasize that enough. So here's Mike McCauley talking about, Senator McCauley talking about the hack attacks and what that means.
They have not only hacked into the DNC, but also into the RNC. So they are not discriminating one party against the other. The Russians are basically have hacked into both parties at the national level.
Yeah, they've hacked into both at the national level. Is frightening because, again, what is the information that's being leaked? What is the information that's being hacked? What's the information that's being hacked out there? And in one breath saying, don't worry, we haven't been hacked into, and in the other breath saying, oh, well, they've been hacked into, we've been hacked into. So there's no discrimination. It's just a question of what's the information that's out there? What's the information? We don't know. That's the answer. We have no clue. Hey, coming up in Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. One of the things that we'll talk about is content. Content and Hollywood and a fear of a monopoly. Goodness, Hollywood monopolizing content. Oh, what a shock that is. And how about the government with their plan to kill wild horses? How many wild horses are we talking about? We'll get Nathan's take next here on America Tonight.
Love is strange. Love is strange. People change.
think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 She's a squirmy kind, truly intertwined. You'll never meet her equal. Conversation piece, her stories never cease to wailing. Glows out in the yard, and
there's the bleachers and everything in between. Around the bend for this final segment for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, Nathan Reeder will join us for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Bingo! Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm good.
Oh, you sound tired. Are you tired? Do you have mild pneumonia? Don't you have a cough button? Come on now.
Not one. The opposite is important.
Yeah. We spare no expense on this show. Forget the spaceship guy. I mean, nobody's allowed to cough in that studio. Actually, I know George, and he's a nice guy. Talking about spaceships. He's talking about spaceships. We're talking about wild horses. How about this, Nathan? Wild horses, should they be killed or sold? The government is deciding on this. Approximately, they don't know the exact amount, but they're saying about there's about 45,000 of them. So what do you think? Killed or sold?
How presumptuous of a species.
Exactly.
We get to decide.
The government is deciding on what to do. Euthanize them to control their numbers.
Where? Is this a general...
Well, it's the Bureau of Land Management's National Wild Horse and Burrow Advisory Board, and we're talking about, you know, out west, where there's more wide open spaces where these wild horses, a lot of these wild horses are. So, and they've gathered a lot of them up. There's holding facilities actually throughout the United States, and they're saying they've become overburdened. Most of them are in the West, but not all of them. So the Humane Society is going just nuts over this. And, you know, we're talking about Western rangelands, and they're saying it's unsustainable. And so, and the government says we can't sustain this program anymore. They've adopted out more than 235,000 wild horses, but they now they've got this problem and they have to figure out what to do with it.
Well, it's making money up. It's all the things. It's representational, a living that doesn't quite measure up to what it's representing. Operationalization malfunctioning once again. But I certainly would say putting a number to them and selling them is a lot better than slaughtering them. Weren't they just enjoying freedom before that? Freedom.
Freedom! So you're saying, bingo, if they decide to sell. And I agree, they were enjoying freedom until they were rounded up. I mean, this is the world. This is, you know, it's kind of like when,
I'm going with shred it.
Shred it.
I mean, fruits and nuts it. Okay, fruits and nuts it. That's what I'm gonna do.
Alright, fruits and nuts. It's kind of like it's a little different, but when people want to go to safaris in Africa now, lots of times really that land is bought, and so it may be however many acres, a crazy amount, but the animals are captive now in these places that people own, and they call them safaris. So I think there's kind of that mentality, like a land grab in a way. And trying to control it. So it's interesting. Two different places and two different scenarios. But, yeah, it's crazy about the wild horses. Those wild horses are beautiful. I've seen documentaries done on them and whatnot. So it's very sad. How about this? The Netflix streaming service is spending about $6 billion a year on content. So they're choking basic cable, they say. And they're really rattling the relationship, exactly as I was reading something today, of the business of Hollywood, because people are fearing of, you know, this dominance of Netflix, and so the entertainment industry not really excited about that all of a sudden there's this new player in town when it's tough in the entertainment industry, that there's some gratitude for it, but that they've got this gush of money to license shows in some cases that were out of their prime or even out of production. And so here comes Netflix, but there's backlash here too, because they're saying that relying on deals with Netflix is now even a threat, because you've got 83 million global subscribers, and that's sucking up a lot of eyes, and it's bidding up the prices for programming so high they can't pay for the programming. So it's not a good thing in a sense, because as they elbow out the competition, they can just pull out of it. So it's very strange. So it's a content question. And so they do have some great shows, like House of Cards is popular and whatnot, but it was taken off, you know, the show after the fourth season, they have to say later, because they don't have enough money for this. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's a perfect thing for us to be talking about. It's definitely a bingo scenario of... This is what capitalism defines as a success, right? Netflix is a very large success.
Uh-huh.
yet it's also a definition of the failure of capitalism in a unregulated and not a novelly architectured structure, right?
Right.
Because there's fringe parts of the way they're making money that isn't regulated yet.
Yes. That's it. It's not regulated. And then how
would you?
How would you? How do you get the feedback on how their show's received? There's no metrics, so they don't have any of that. And the fact is that they are pumping $6 billion into that weak Hollywood economy, so they provide supposedly cash up front. They order a couple of seasons of most series. So for actors, for writers, for directors, I would think, hey, they got to go where the work is. But it really does kind of mess with the economics. It is interesting to see.
They do, but really, it's not them as the perpetrators, and it's unfair to say that it's any nation or any corporation. I mean, it's just, it's a swirling time of world economy, and it's hard to define what currency really means.
It is hard to define. That's a good way to put it. What is currency? You're right.
When you're not making your own stuff and you're just providing services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. What is that? Exactly. It's crazy. All right, last one. How about this one? I don't know if you've seen this or not. You might not have seen it, but I happen to see this. You know, they're talking about what they're doing with robots these days and how can we use robots in our world. They've talked about delivering pizza with drones, which I think we're not going to really see on a big, large scale. But there is a place in Silicon Valley called Zumi Pizza, and it's a startup that began in April, and they're using machines to make the pizza, and it's melding food and high technology to disrupt the restaurant industry with software and robots. They have robots that are delivering the pizzas and making the pizzas.
It's not to disrupt, it's to improve upon, Kate.
Improve.
I'm sure that's what's in the business plan.
Improve. So they the robots prep the dough, they add cheese and toppings, they take the pizza out of the oven, they cut them into slices and box them for delivery. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We had competitions at the pizzeria I worked with. The robots would have won, as always they should. I mean, that just makes sense, but it is weird. It's telling.
It's weird. It is telling. It is telling. It is. It is telling of what to expect in the future. It's crazy. I saw a picture of it, and it's just a big robot. Almost looks like a machine that could be the machine that you look over when your teeth are getting cleaned. And and it's weird, but the robot does the deal. Really, it's in Mountain View, California, and they just put the pizza in the oven. The whole thing, wild,
awesome.
Crazy. Zumi Pizza. All right, another edition of Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo in the books. Thanks, Nathan.
Got it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.